It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Exercise impacts men and women differently. That is one of the conclusions of a recent study that used data gathered at UT Health San Antonio and part of the first phase of a nationwide study of exercise and the human body.
I kind of refer to it as the Human Genome Project for Exercise.
Blake Rasmussen is the director of the Center for Metabolic Health at UT Health San Antonio, and he leads the San Antonio site of the Molecular Transducers of Physical Activity Consortium, known as MotorPAC.
So we know exercise is good for us. We know we should exercise. We know a lot of the things that benefit, you know, lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, stronger heart. But we're really interested in what's happening at the gene level, the genetic level.
So why is exercise good for you? Rasmussen says this research should offer a comprehensive view of how moving your body impacts your health.
And at a level we've never seen before, at a molecular genetic level that we'll really know what's happening with exercise.
MotorPAC will ultimately lead to the development of a map that will show in great detail how physical activity affects the human body.
And that map will be on the NIH website and freely available to the public and freely available to researchers at some point in the next few years when we finish the human study.
Would you like to join the study here in San Antonio? Get more information at tpr.org. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.